Blog Talk Radio.
When I look at the world today and see the poverty, the violence, the suffering, I count my blessings. My lovely home, my remarkable time-saving appliances, my hairspray, my deodorant, my detergent. Well, all the things that make my life worth living. You see, I'm the perfect wife, and products are my life. If I have one problem, it's that sometimes I can't decide. With all the wonderful things there are to buy and have, how can I choose? I want them all!
Advertising lights away, advertising saves the day. With a simple explanation and a clear-cut demonstration, we depend on television to provide a wide decision.
See Divine, colorful star of Pink Flamingos and Female Trouble, in the new musical comedy stage show opening June 18th at the Kabuki Theater. The heartbreak of the riot.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
McClure in Barbary Coast.
talk a little bit more about that in a minute. I don't know. There's supposed to be something going on here. This. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Dapper Dingus, a new and masculine napkin, and Funkin' Wagnall's Alphabet Soup with Extra Vowels. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. The thing about the theme for it is they play it like 16 times in the 60-minute show, and you get so sick of this stupid thing by the end. A lot of problems with that program. Lots of problems. All right. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. I finally said it right. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Don't miss Tuesdays with Wink Blinkley and his guest Flint Hardcase as they wrestle naked for prizes. Exciting. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble while he calls the suicide hotline and gets put on hold. That's kind of sad. Thursdays, it's Chunk Bluster with his favorite earwax memories. Friday, it's us once again on Friday Night Possum. Not sure about this week. I think so. But it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, the phone lines will be open as soon as I find the damn cure.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Do you mind if I talk to you about diarrhea? I just want to say two words about it. Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol controls common diarrhea. It relieves that misery. And the nausea that you can get along with it. Pepto-Bismol coats, soothes, it protects. It relieves that nausea. Makes you feel an awful lot better. Next time you get common diarrhea, you'll thank me. Pepto-Bismol.
Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay.
Bad stuff happens in the bathroom. I'm just glad that it happens in a vacuum. Can't let them see me with my pants down. Coasters magazine is gonna be my big chance now, but I'll be out of here in no time. I'll be doing interviews and feeling just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. I'll do Coasters magazine and blow everyone away.
Let's be clear, I did absolutely nothing wrong. I'm not to blame, it's not my fault. Like every day, this would have all just blown away. But we'll be out of here in no time. No one's gonna blame me, I'll be doing just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. If Teddy can't unfix my dad, I'll find another way.
Hey, where's Bob? I want to tell him I can smell him from across the street.
Yeah, Linda, where is Bob? I gotta do his hair for the big interview.
Interview? What interview?
Bob's got a big magazine interview.
What, are they writing an article on guys with mustaches you want to punch? Zoom!
I say Zoom now. You like it?
Yeah, it's okay.
Bad stuff happens in the bathroom.
I did absolutely
I'm just glad
wrong.
That it happens in a vacuum. Can't let them see me with my pants down. Magazine is gonna be my big chance. No, but I'll be out of here in no time.
No one's gonna blame me, I'll be
feeling just fine. Today is gonna be a great day. to Coast to Magazine and blow everyone away. That stuff happens in the bathroom.
I did absolutely
I'm just
nothing
glad
wrong.
That
I'm
it happens in a vacuum. Can't let them see me with my pants down. Coasters Magazine is gonna be my big chance
away,
now.
Cause
they'll be out of here in no time, no time.
That may have gone on a little long.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, well, B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool man, give me some skin. Oh, cool man, give me some skin. Oh, a bee. Oh, cool man, real, 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 real George. Real, cool man, real, 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 real George. Cool man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hey, gentlemen, Professor R. Jacoby. Chewing gum on air.
you got your Vicky King gum?
Chief. Yeah, had a little shot of the old Nick before that. Between that and my lovely Kratom coffee I had earlier.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Absolutely.
Yes, dig it.
All right, man. Ooh, what's up, Gumby man?
There ain't nothing up with me. What's going on?
Sell some gars over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Always with the gars.
Yeah.
Same old.
Yeah. I got...
Watch your old dark shadows.
What's that?
I'm catching up with my dark shadows. Gotta watch
man,
tonight
I
again.
Man, I could never rock that, man.
Brings me back to a happier time.
I reckon so.
Yeah.
GT asks if any of the guys had a large Tonka dump truck that was all metal. I had a bunch of shit like that when I was little, and my mom bought one for my son, and I kept it. I still have it. He wasn't really that into it.
I don't know if I
kind of rusted up now.
Probably did.
Yeah. It got all rusty in the basement, but, you know, they're cool.
Yeah.
Sitting in the
spare
room.
Those old ones. What is that, Hess truck? One of those Hess trucks?
I don't know.
Okay.
The Tonkas. This was a Tonka. This is like early 80s Tonka, mid-80s Tonka. And then I have a really cool one. It's a toy truck that was my mother and her brother's, probably her brother's.
Yeah.
And so it's like from the 30s. And it's like it was always up in my grandparents' attic. And like, you're never allowed to touch that. Thank God they forbade us from playing with it because, you know, when we cleaned out their house, I'm like, I want that fucking truck. I've been waiting.
Yeah,
40 years to play with this son of a bitch.
It's good. Yeah, you probably would have broken back in the day. You fucked it up.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
You know. There's
you
even like a jail. Sticker. There's even like a sticker on the dude put on it. So something like no girls allowed or something. It's very, very keen. Keep a piece of memorabilia.
Yeah, nice.
You know, a lot of stupid shit like that. Oh, you know, today's Prime Day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask the audience, do you guys think Gumby sounds a little fuzzy? Is that just me?
Do I sound fuzzy?
Excuse me. Yeah. Is Gumby fuzzy? No offense. No, that wasn't fuzzy. Your laugh was not fuzzy. Anyway, today's Prime Day.
Yeah. Hey,
that, you know, they have all kind of specials on Amazon. Well, there's a what do you call it, a petition going around. They want Jeff Bezos to buy the Mona Lisa and eat it.
Buy the Mona Lisa and eat it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mona Lisa is currently owned by the French government.
Uh-huh.
On display, permit display at the Louvre.
Yeah.
People think, you know, nobody's eating the Mona Lisa, and we feel that Jeff Bezos needs to take a stand and make this happen. And that's what they say. In the,
okay.
So, something society needs, Jeff, we need you to make this sacrifice for society. So we'll see how that works out.
We got a petition going for it. All right.
Yeah,
I'd sign it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I see, I fuzzed out, man. That might be me, man. Who knows?
Well, you said not totally fuzzy, so maybe I should try calling back in a little bit.
All right. Well, we got the blow up coming up here. That's coming up here. You know, we're not going
back.
We're in time.
No,
we're not going backwards.
We got a new blow up.
Saturday night at my gig. Real nice gig, man. That bride. Wow.
Yeah.
Wowie, wow, wow. She
nice,
she was just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Oh, right there.
Regardless of being the bride, you know. Oh, man, what a face.
You didn't make a move on her? You didn't use your Naz?
she had a face, boy. So anyways, this one came up, and so I hit the Shazam app. And, you know, caught me.
Yeah.
That
tells you what the song is?
Name of it. Yeah, it tells you the name of it. It can listen to it and tell you what the name of it. Now, I don't know if I've blown this up before, because it's not really new. It's been around for a while, and it's been bugging me for a very long time. But regardless, I really enjoyed blowing it up again. Yeah.
All right. I'm with you.
This is "Turn Down for What" by DJ Snake, Lil Jon. Take it away, DJ Snake.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Holy shit! I'm gonna go! Some squirrels fucking my tomato!
Well, I'm gonna get me a piece of pie. You're gonna make me burn. I'm gonna get you some of my hard lips. Honey, gonna make you learn that that is kiss on fire. We're gonna turn me on. And if I do it all right, I'll do it all night long. When you kiss me, my fingers tingle right down to my toes. My knees are shaking and my body is weak. I can't see where to go because that kiss on fire will turn me on. And if I do it all right, I'll do it all night long. Well, I'm gonna give me a kiss of fire and you're gonna make me burn. I'm gonna give you some of your heart lips. You'll turn me on. That kiss of fire. And if I do it all right, I'll do it all night long. Yeah.
What kind of shit is that?
That's good rockabilly. There you
go. Your rockabilly over there. That's one of yours, isn't it, Gumby?
Is it? Yeah, I shouldn't be confused with Kiss of Fire the Tango. That's a good song. I didn't know I sent that. That must have been a while back.
Yeah. I just, you know, I throw them in the bin and then sort through and I need stuff.
That's the way to do it.
So if you do want to sign the Jeff Bezos to buy and eat the Mona Lisa petition, it's at www.change.org. And if you go there, you can find it. And, yeah, you can find it and sign it. Or just Google, you know, Jeff Bezos, Mona Lisa, and...
Then we'll get David Rush to eat a bigger painting. That's what I want to see.
Washington crossing the Delaware.
Yeah, yeah. I have a piece on that one.
Nice. Oh, that was Joanne Linville. Yeah. She did a couple, she passed away. She was the Romulan commander who tried to seduce Spock, and now we can place her.
Okay.
She was
Any
in a couple of Gunsmokes. I don't know.
Interesting.
Could have been his old lady.
Yep.
Let's see. Well.
Yeah.
Linville. Here we go. Nope. I don't see any Larry.
Okay. Was it married to Farrah Fae then, huh?
No. But she was always like a jerk character in Gunsmoke, man. Like, you know, like that lady that was always like making shit harder than it had to be. in the situation? Oh, geez, that lady. That's trouble. She's trouble.
I just watched Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I haven't seen that in decades. It holds up pretty well.
Yeah, I did that one a couple years ago. It's a beauty. Very stylish, of its age, but still holds up very cool. Lisa Kudrow eats Jeff Bezos. I'd like to eat Lisa Kudrow. I kid because I love. Yeah, there you go. Alrighty. Boom, 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 boom. Actually, she's looking a little long in the tooth there. Caught a picture of her. Yang. But she hasn't had a bunch of work, so God bless her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that shit.
She's not looking like Cox. Like Courtney Cox.
Yeah, she looked goofy.
Wow, she looks horrible. Goofy.
Well, you know the one that Rachel had a big nose job.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you know,
back in the day.
She had a big old Arabian schnozola.
I like that schnozola she had in Leprechaun. When she did that movie Leprechaun. She had a cute little big nose. I like that.
Oh, she still had her big nose?
Yeah, in that movie Leprechaun, yeah.
I did not know. I thought she got that done before she started doing the business of show.
No. I guess she needed funds.
Anyhow, yeah, that she paid for the nose job. With the paycheck.
Yeah, leprechaun.
Yeah. Oh, my number two son is into that movie, you know, kind of that genre.
Yeah.
He had all the leprechauns on video cassette. Anyhow, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
The Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here. Woohoo!
Sweet Alice.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. Dr. Cake is here, fresh off the dance floor. We trip the light fantastic. Yeah. It wouldn't be a shit.
Dr. Cake.
And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford.
Yes. He's not actually in the lounge. He's hovering slightly above it. But it's still
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hovering. Hovercraft. And speaking of hovercraft, there's E.T. Trenton, man. The strongest man
E-T-O.
On the internet. He's out of NOS. So.
And it's kitty cat.
And kitty cat Annika.
Annika.
Yeah. Annika Farlow.
That's a Star Wars thing, right? Yeah. See? Gumby knows.
I thought that was from Dick Tracy. Oh, well. There's other people's eyes. Our old pal, Ope. First man in the lounge tonight.
People's eyes.
Gold Star.
I gotta start binging on Bob's Burgers, man. I see that as one of the funniest cartoons. I gotta get back into
it. Yeah, I don't think I've watched it since season 5.
Yeah.
And I think it's been on like 10 years, so.
Yeah.
I got a few years to catch up on, but that's a great show. And I have that weird crush on the lady that does the little girl that's weird looking.
Yeah.
A real goofy-looking chick?
Yeah, I know. I've seen her before. She did,
can't remember her name.
She's done a lot of shows.
Oh, yeah. I think she was, I don't know.
She was in a Tina show.
I don't watch shows anymore.
No.
I'm out of the loop on the shows. Anyhow... Thanks for coming, GT. Thanks for coming, Hope. Thanks for coming,
GTO.
Forward. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming,
Apple
Cheeks. You're buzzing again, my friend.
Am
you're
I?
Buzzing,
I was doing good. Buzzing again? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, fuzzle. Fuck. Man, that's what... There's this one guy. He always has the best titles for his videos on YouTube, you know? Like, where provocative titles where you go, oh, I want to watch it. But then if you tune in, it's this guy, Fuzzy. And all he does is yell in the camera, you know? And it's like, get away from me. Every once in a while, I'll get fuzzy, he'll get me, man. Like, bam, oh, it's a fucking fuzzy, man.
It's
flick
fuzzy.
Out of there as fast as I can. Fucking fuzzy. And I'll watch Giraffe Neck Geek for a little bit, but man, these guys have to learn. You can't just sit there and look in a camera. People want to look at your face, you know?
Yeah. Give us a little
I
more.
I saw a cool one. They were like a mock draft for the baseball draft coming up. And I click on it. It's like four ugly guys, you know? Just their heads in boxes, four ugly heads in boxes. I'm like, you know, and I kind of flipped forward to see what was coming up, if there was going to be clips or, you know, something, pictures.
Same box.
Yeah, just fucking ugly guys for 45 minutes. No way I'm watching this. Get away from me, you guys. A little creative, man. There's some naked pictures on there or something. I don't know.
Something.
Cartoon. Yeah.
Some titties. Titty fish.
Yeah. Or, you know, Sanskrit. Something. I don't know. All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming. And there, finally, last but not least, why don't I check to see what the next thing is coming. Oh, okay. Cool. There he is, the Sinister Minister. Oh, thank you, Cake. Yeah, this is old McDonald's Farm. Sinister Minister, Finance and Parking, himself.
Good to be here.
Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, Possum Lounge.
With your super host,
as the Beaver.
Oh, my! Oh, I didn't mention that. I didn't finish talking about the Barbary Coast. They're running that on Sundays now. Yeah. It's like 73, maybe. I should probably call it up and, you know. Oh, we've been joined by Jay Clark. Thanks for coming, sir.
Hey, Jay Clark.
And, it was like, yeah, early 70s. And it was William Shatner, who plays this, some kind of federal agent. And he's a master of disguise. And Doug McClure, who, you know, I'm a big Doug McClure fan, man.
Uh-huh.
He is miscast as the straight man to Shatner.
Okay.
Or I believe Shatner's miscast because, well, anyway, he plays a card playing casino owner.
Doug does.
All right. And anyway, I think the show would have been better without Shatner, even though Shatner was the star. I think they should have cast like Doug McClure and then like put a guy like. I don't know, Tony Francioso or somebody.
Tony Francioso, there you go.
Some guy like that, a more straight guy, you know? Because Shatner was just way too flamboyant, I want to say.
Okay, okay.
And I just think it would have been Doug McClure would have been better served as the funny guy, you know, the humor.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think Shatner was right for that. It was good. I remember watching it at the time. It only lasted a season. Paid the bills over at the McClure's for a few years there, but
How many shows did Shatner do? Jesus Christ.
Poor ripoff of Wild Wild West. That's an interesting take. Barbary Coast.
Yeah, I was thinking that too when you said Master of Disguises.
Sort of. At least the Shatner part. But McClure's always. He saves Doug McClure's life in the first one, so he's always beholden to help Shatner to solve each case. I just don't think there were problems with that.
I always thought it was a soap opera type show, like Dynasty or something, because it sounds like it. Falcon's Crest, something like that. It sounded like it.
Huh. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I never seen it.
And the Jaws guy was the bouncer at the door. He had a regular gig.
Okay.
Happy to see him getting
the
a regular
guy?
Pay. Richard Kiel, yeah. Nice to see Richard Kiel get a regular paycheck, man. Always cool. When a show business is sweethearts, get away from me, man. There's like a fly in here, and he's really making himself noticed.
It's his job.
Yeah. So I weeded my flower garden, man.
You're a doer. You get things
done. Only about half of my sunflowers came up. And I don't think I yanked any because I yanked a bunch of shit out of there, but only half my sunflowers. So get away from me, fly. So I planted a couple more. But I've got two. My point to mention it was I got two tomato plants and all the weeds.
All right, they're
freebies.
Popping up.
Volunteers, good. Man.
Love the tomato plant.
Yeah, and a free one. Free tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put some I'm going to put some damn fertilizer on that. On them bad boys. Make them grow big and strong. Like a bull.
More tomatoes.
So hopefully the other sunflowers come up. I'll have sunflowers till November, for Christ's sake. Pop up the ones I planted today. So,
Then you're going to have the bees, baby. You're going to have the bees bothering you.
Ooh, them things bring the bees. They bring the honeybee, the honey, the hummingbirds. They're, man. And the finches. I'll be watching finches out of my office window over here.
Sweet, sweet.
It's great. So, Mexican sunflowers, man. It's the only way to go.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah. All right.
Those bad boys.
Ready for a quick?
They're about 6 feet tall, aren't they? Those sunflowers.
Oh, they're at least
maybe higher than that.
7-8
Okay.
7-8 feet. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And these like got a lot of branches and a lot of small flowers. They're like a big bush almost.
All
right, big bush.
It'll be
bush.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Ready for a quickie?
Yes. Ready on me.
Hit it.
Hi ho, Spendrick. I'm an old cowhand. From Orchard and Grand, I'm a cowboy mensch, in the bar mitzvah ranch. Come to Rhein in Corral, won't you come a roof? Says I'm a chaya to essen, flanking on the hoof. Get along, little doggy, eat a chicken a pierogi. Yippee-oh-hoo-ha, yippee-oh-hoo-ha. Fresh flame hot, give me the kettle rustles. Tonight we're gonna eat rustle flesh. I'm an old Kamotke, from Western Slabotke. Ich kenn milken a key, mit a balabate schetzi. Heinz milken a key, mis ben hoppen heischer, was kimt a reus, klick, klick, hoschel a pesach. A cow is so natig, familik und fleischig. Yippee-oh-hoo-ha, yippee-oh-hoo-ha. Favolje, boys, hot kommt any oitfield from the mikve. Please, boys, call the sheriff. I'm a Buffalo Jake, and ich kim from Swan Lake. Never bagged a deer, never roped a Christier. Yeah, I can ride a fair just like old Hoppy, but I never get the girl, I get a haltish copy. Get along, little tail, little foot and trail. Yippee-oh-hoo-ha, yippee-oh-hoo-ha. Tonight I think I'm going to lose my shaitel. I'm an old cow's love, and I love cow grub. I drink corn whiskey, and I'm friends to stuff the kishki, yeah. I have a rice kettle for yet a gold. You know, she's a pistol, what's all which malts? Listen, cousin, when her sees his gisossen. Some season I'll say, yippee-oh-hoo-ha, yippee-oh-hoo-ha.
Indeed. You've been playing possum.
Yeah, that's baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. Okay. Almost to the 3 minutes, man. Oh, why didn't I get rid of this? This was that file that didn't work. Note to self.
You got a file that doesn't work? Yeah.
Yeah. I downloaded some stuff from How to Murder Your Wife, one of my favorite soundtracks.
All right.
And they're all on the right channel. Or on the left channel. Whatever. We're in low fidelity.
Yeah.
So we only get one. We're not stereo. So if it's only one, if it's the wrong channel, we used to have that technology when I did a TV thing. We had like a computer program that ran on a cycle, and it there were beeps embedded in the cassette tape that ran the show. And every time the beep would go off, the computer screen would change. And the beep was on the right channel. I believe it's the right channel that was not broadcast. See? So you had the soundtrack on, and then the beep would go off, but you couldn't hear it. And it was changed. It was pretty cool. Like, at the time, it was space-age technology.
Yeah.
It was on. It was in the. It was in the technical head-in room. They called it the head-in in the cable place. And I had to go in there and be like the chief and stuff sometimes. It was kind of neat. And,
Captain Kirk.
What's that?
You're like Captain Kirk.
Oh yeah.
In there.
And, well, no, more like Scotty, because I had to. I had to maintain the cassette machine. And then the cassette machine was way cool, because instead of just being a you know, like, oh, God, I'm sure in the 80s they invented the cassette machines that do automatic rewind. This one would go, and then the tape would come out and go, and spin, and then go back in.
All right. Oh, okay.
We thought that was so cool, man. Like, whoa, man, you don't have to turn over the tape every time, man. That's going to save us a lot of time and manpower, man.
And look,
every once in a while, shit.
That was early 80s. But, look where we are now.
Yeah. Shit. Stone knives and bear skins we were using, kids. It's the twoof. It is the twoof. I shit you not. I wouldn't shit you. You're me favorite turds.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Yeah. Chewing gum on air. I was doing that, man. I'm sorry. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Enjoy your gum.
I know, but like, it's not kosher, man.
Get a Canadian. Get a Canadian beer.
No. I fucked up Friday, man. I had a Canadian. Yeah. I probably went and got a Canadian. That's too soon for the Canadian. You don't get the Canadian until after the news.
Oh, okay.
Then you get the Canadian.
Okay.
Because if you get it before then the news is kind of sloppy. And you forget which stories you did. Yeah. So. Canadians are for after the news.
Oh, okay. You guys schedule.
It's Natty's until then, yeah. All right. We're talking about... Oh, yeah, 3 minutes, you'll never get back. What the fuck is it? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. This is like a classic 3 minutes, I think. And by that, I mean you'll probably go pee. Might be a good opportunity. A 90-minute show. Depending on your bladder. Situation. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Well, I went for a drive in my pickup truck. I picked up my girl because I wanted to show her my glove because she had on her mittens. When she showed me her perfume that she bought.
corner and go up on the grass. She leaned out the window and I thought I saw her pointing to something that flashed by real quick. She said, hey, look at that. It looks just like your polka dot undies. Polka dot undies. Yeah, my polka dot undies that I wear back to front. She smiled and she said, have you seen my brother's new car? I'm the one that he stole. Then she asked me to look up her whole damn family. And I went into shock when I found out it was her sister who really liked polka dot undies. Polka dot undies.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I was thinking that, polka dot undies. That sounds like an earworm, man. It's going to be with me for
that's
the next
like,
couple of days.
Sweet violets. Same type of joke. Set it up to rhyme, you know, the word's going to be tits, and then he says something else.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's. I guess the Dr. Demento page is...
Well, shaving cream was the big thing there. Betty Bell.
Shaving cream.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. I'm reading this one just because Ohio, it's always Ohio or Florida, all right?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yep.
How about Canada, Alberta, Canada?
Oh,
Canada.
Okay.
Hey, you're fuzzing,
okay.
My brother. You're fuzzing up, man.
Should I call back?
Yeah.
I guess that's
yeah, go ahead and call back real quick.
Yeah.
I'll play a quick, well, quick, quickie. Okay, yeah, call it. Woke up this morning, had some Kratom in my cup.
Hey.
Now the world is looking up. I got no blues. I ain't got no blues. The Kratom blues.
It's
a quick, quick, quickie. Not so far. Not so far.
Okay. I guess I get fuzzy as it goes on.
I don't know. Crazy technology.
Yeah.
We had the tape deck spun around, man. Jeez. The Kratom Blues. Yeah, that's number one with a bullet.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who listened to the song shot himself. Right between the eyes. Okay, Canada. We're gonna dump on you guys.
Alberta, Canada.
Gender reveal party sparks wildfire. Couple fined $500. Fuck these stupid things. That is so stupid.
Is that what you did before? Are you hitting the Canadian beer?
No, not yet.
Is this a different one? Oh, okay.
The gender reveal party.
Yeah.
This was on May 31st in Alberta. We did this one?
I think we did, yeah.
Well, I know we did. We've done gender reveal parties. Well,
yeah.
All right. Well,
something about explosives
in a nutshell.
Coming off? Yeah.
Yeah, and it, you know, and it comes out pink dust or blue dust or something.
That is nuts.
There's only an acre, but stuff. Still. Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. Quit doing that. All right. It's a dumb idea. Oh, this is fun. You ever go to the Outback Steakhouse?
I think I have at one time, yes.
Not a bad joint. Decent food. Liquor license, so you can get a beer.
There you go.
Well, if you go to Ocala, is it Ocala? In Florida, the other day a naked lady was assaulting the people in the restaurant. She was like trashing the place. For some reason, she felt like it was time to rip all her clothes off. And start throwing shit around and, you know. Climbed on top of the restaurant's bar.
They still didn't get, rid of the bath salts in Florida. Is that what's going on?
I think this is a methamphetamine-related.
Yep. Something's in her system.
Yeah. Prior to going to the Outback, she'd gone to the Mojo Grill and Catering Company topless.
Yeah.
And they denied her entry and apparently lost her pants on the way to the Outback. And, well, you know, one thing led to another. She started throwing bottles at people.
Oh,
and, the cops got there. She threw a couple bottles at the cops.
And
they tased her. Tased the naked lady.
That's wild.
Oh, geez. Apple cheeks. The old guy across the hall at the nursing home was stripping naked yesterday.
That sounds like me. I should be laughing at that. That's my future if I make it to the very old guy.
Oh, man. Remember that Larry David when he goes to visit his dad in the home?
Yeah.
And he gets to the front door and he's hearing porn.
Uh-huh.
So he gets louder and louder and louder, and he gets to his dad's room. His dad's in there watching porn.
Top volume.
That was fucking funny. He turns it off. What are you doing? What are you doing? I was watching that.
You hear that out in the parking lot.
And nobody, none of the people in the home are reacting to it. They're just walking around doing their thing. Larry's like, what the fuck is going on? Hey, naked lady. Lady. All right. Here we go. Well, this is a guy in Virginia, and he allegedly threatened to execute everyone in a McDonald's because he was unable to get a Happy Meal.
Oh, see that man, a Happy Meal. What the fuck?
Yeah, he had a gun. It wasn't pretty. He was a DoorDash driver. There was a good explanation. He's a DoorDash driver, and he arrived at McDonald's before 10 a.m., and they weren't making Happy Meals yet. So he's been under a lot of stress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, oh, no, you are making a Happy Meal, bitch. Make it now.
Right, execute every one of you motherfuckers. Like a
one by
movie.
One. Until that patty's on that grill. You hear me?
I want that toy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was charged with disorderly conduct, abusive language, and 4 counts of brandishing. Brandishing?
I guess that's
Virginia,
what they would call it.
Back in heat.
Huh?
Gee. Well.
Okay, what's this Happy Meal?
If you look at the charges, you can pretty much figure out he's a white guy, okay? this is interesting. I mentioned the cicadas. We've been talking about the cicadas. 17-year cicadas over the...
You just like saying cicadas, don't you?
Cicadas. Somebody had a cicada joke, and I can't remember it now. Fuck. Should have note to self to myself on that one. Anyhow, again, I was driving up Route 71 north and heard the cicadas, you know. Sounds like tons of castanets or something. Well, the police in Cincinnati, Ohio, they said a cicada was responsible for a single car crash.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. A cicada flew in this guy's window. He's driving, you know, he's driving down the street, he's minding his own business, following the rules. And it's a cicada flies in the window, hits him in the face.
Oh.
And then he causes him to fly, you know, turn the wheel or whatever. He goes into a utility pole.
Oh.
Now, he sustained only minor injuries, fortunately, but the cicada, unfortunately, was found dead on the car's floorboard. So.
Okay.
Moment of silence for the cicada.
I tell you the time a sparrow flew into my window.
Whoa.
My car window.
That's insane.
And the car window was just down. It was just lowered, like only about a quarter of an inch or something. Well, more. It was lowered about two or three inches, something like that. It wasn't all the way down.
Wow.
I'm driving home. I thought someone threw a wet rag at me.
Yeah.
And I pulled in. Yeah, I pulled into Wawa there, and I checked it out. There's a dead bird by my foot, right there by the gas pedal.
Get the fuck out!
It well, must have broke its neck and it flew right in. You know, just dead right there.
Right. Good thing he died, man. Imagine that fucker
yeah,
flying around your car.
Flapping around. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's pretty bizarre, man.
Uh-huh. It seemed like someone threw a wet rag or something in my window. I'm like, I'm looking around. These bastards. What got me is how low the window was. I mean, the window wasn't that well
yeah.
down all that much. That's where it
probably one in a million is. Shot.
Yeah.
One in a million shot.
Yeah.
You should have sent that one to Reader's Digest, man. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. That was the day I was let go from work, too. So it was some kind of an omen.
Oh, man. See, there you go. You got an angle. Beauty.
There you go.
Beauty. I like it. Oh, you know, I do these weddings all the time. Here's an idea for you brides-to-be. This bride includes, for the bridal party, she includes a hangover kit.
Oh, okay, that's sneaky.
A couple of painkillers, a sachet of coffee. Real nice. Some toothpaste and floss. Don't forget your, you know, your oral hygiene when you're drinking.
Uh-huh.
That's a big no-no. And a voucher for a McDonald's breakfast. So pretty cool, man. Very creative.
That's nice. Yeah. Thinking outside the box.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, we'll end with that one. This is a weird one. Parents couldn't agree on the baby's name, so they both called the daughter something different. That can't be good.
What's so different than nicknames, right? Some people pull a kid one name and the other, but it's a nickname of one. But two completely different names? I guess that would be a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's a stupid idea. Fuck those people.
How'd they compromise on the birth certificate, then?
I got to do a deep read. It's a longer article.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
They agree on a name.
They couldn't agree on one name. So one of them named the child, but the other one's just using the other name, despite the other one.
That's going to be one confused kid.
Yeah, and they're like kind of divorced, so.
Uh-huh.
Didn't see that coming. Okay. One calls one thing, one calls another thing. That kid's not going to have any fucking problems when she grows up. Assholes.
Okay.
People are so fucking selfish, man. Kid, man, that's your job now. That's job number one. Be as good a parent as you can be. You know? I mean, if there's a reason you're put on this earth, that's it, right? To carry on the species.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Exactly.
Dicks like that, man. They're not helping out. All right. Man, Colorado. Homes go for a lot of money. This one here. A urine-saturated home dubbed A Little Slice of Hell is listed for $590,000.
Jesus Christ. Urine-saturated. Yeah.
Urine-saturated. It's got profanity scrawled, like spray-painted all over the place, like on the walls and the floors and the ceilings and shit. Fuck you, suck my wiener and whatnot. Good fucking luck or something, I don't know. What happened was it was like somebody's house, and they died, and then like a relative was living in there and not paying the freight, So they got the boot. And apparently they were, you know, it was a cat lady, so there's like cat piss everywhere, which is like the worst piss. That is the most fatal piss of all animal pisses.
Oh, you got that right.
Jeez. And poop. And then they say when you walk in a door, there was human and animal feces to greet you as you walked in. So, 590—that's what $590,000 will get you in Colorado.
Who do I like to check out to? I want that out.
Yeah, Denver, that's Colorado, man. Damn. that's a housing bubble that needs popped. All right. Now, finally, where is it? Oh, it's funny. It's not a poop thing. But a dog was rushed to the vet with lump on chest.
Okay.
A panicked woman raised her pooch to the vet, fearing that he had a lump on his stomach. It was a nipple. She panicked. She was looking after her Frenchie Apollo and spotted the lumps on his belly. Oh, the pooch, who has more than 96,000 followers on TikTok, was taken to the vet. Oh, I guess that's why this is the story.
It's a celebrity, yeah.
Cost her $200.
It should have, yeah.
A good chance to say nipple.
Thought it was cancers.
Yeah.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Yeah.
And the box office is drooling. And the bar stools are on fire. And the newspapers were fooling. And the ashtrays have retired. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking.
I stood right up, man. I hear that hail, hail, Fredonia. I stand right up. I don't.
Did you get your fez yet?
During the night.
Nah. You get the fez yet? I haven't ordered mine either. I had a guy come over give me a roof estimate today, man. So I got to hold off on my Fredonia fez.
That's good for like one picture, and that's it. You're never going to wear it again. You're just going to have it.
Because it's like, you know, yeah. How many times are you going to get that drunk that you're going to drag it out and put it on, you know? I think I'll get a good roof out of this guy or a good deal. I don't know. I didn't look. I think he put the thing in the mailbox. I didn't look yet. Right. I kind of don't want to know. Fucking roof, man. Expensive.
Yeah, but you kind of need it.
It's a necessity. You know, you got to have it. Got to have a good roof, man. If your roof, because it's not leaking yet, but, you know, shit's flying off of it, so it's got to be replaced, man. And it's not even that great a job.
After Sandy. After Hurricane Sandy, I had mine done, yeah.
It's not even that good a job, the one that's up there. I think the guy was like, "Oh, you don't have this and that. I'll put that on there." Blah blah blah. Okay. So I think it'll be a better roof all around.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Hey, you need it. It's an investment.
Hey, I got it. I have to, you know, let go of some of my stimulus money. Thank you, Bernie. Thank you again. I love you, my brother.
Bernie.
I got to get that sound bite of him going, oh, what a tragedy. Somebody's making more on unemployment than he made at a job. Man, you can't fuck with him, man.
Yeah, and he's still with it.
He's totally straight up, man. I think he's more spry than Grandpa Joe. And he's,
definitely.
I think, 2 years older than Grandpa Joe. Bernie's old.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't never going to be president. I guarantee that.
You can forget that.
He too old. But God bless him, man. Keep that motherfucker in that Senate until he crumbles to dust. So we got a yodel.
Yes.
And, the classic yodel that we played last Monday was such a big hit, I thought we'd do another classic yodel this week. Huh?
Good.
This might be the greatest yodel of all times.
Classic.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Yodeling time!
watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I'm gonna find me a river, one that's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three times, but Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday, ain't had no news. I got them gone, but not forgotten blue. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
Yeah.
No, possums were carnivorous.
It's too late.
Alrighty.
We should have a run of the classics now. Then get back to the serious stuff.
God, I mean, it was like, I think it was, the date on it was 2013 or 14.
When
we last played time. That. I think enough time has passed.
Oh, definitely.
Because that is a beaut. I enjoyed it. I believe the Germans were proving of that as well. Always nice to please the Germans. I want to please those Germans.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep them happy. Keep the Germans happy.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have a weird trip, man, when I go to do my thing, cause I booked a gig for Sunday the 4th, man. So
yeah.
I gotta come back Saturday so I can do the gig Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to part Friday night, and not Saturday, which is cool. It'll be different. It'll make me like Bob Hope, you know. Bob Hope comes in, he leaves early. He never stays around for the whole show, you know. I'm not staying around for the whole weekend. Yeah, Friday night, Saturday morning, I got to go.
And he's out of there.
Here's my hangovers. Cured. I'm in the truck.
I just seen a Bob Hope cameo. I sat through that stupid-ass movie Spies Like Us. With Chevy Chase and Danny Aykroyd.
I kind of liked that. It was fun.
A lot of people did. It was kind of, but I thought it was nothing.
It was junk.
Cameo.
Uh-huh. It was junk, but yeah, the Bob Hope cameo was classic, man.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what they were after. They were doing like a,
right.
a Rhodes
right.
movie. Yeah.
Take off on the road movies, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Aykroyd's plan was to be doing those with John Belushi.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yep. At least that one was all set for John to do, yeah.
The same with Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters
instead of Bill Murray was supposed
that.
To... Yeah, oh, yeah, Bill Murray was supposed to be Belushi.
Okay.
Weird, man.
Uh-huh. Fucking heroin. Look a great comic actor.
That's right. It was heroin and... What was the speed?
All
you know,
kinds
the,
of
the
shit.
Speed.
Uh-huh.
Was it was a speed ball. He was taking like the heroin and then a speed thing at the same time.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's like having a joint and a cup of coffee times a million. Probably. Joint and a cup of coffee can sometimes be quite inspiring. But,
I'll have to try
Kratom's doing a good job, man, with the pre-gig stress. Yeah.
Good.
I'm
glad you didn't get sick from it yet.
Yeah, I got a little. I took a little this morning. Like, I got up and I felt great, you know. And then picked up my gym crack, and there was like 4 emails and 5 texts, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, ah!
You know, you eventually get itchy from it. Have you gotten itchy yet? Like a tweaker? Yeah. Well, my legs get itchy.
Huh. We lost Ford. Everything's all right with Mr. Prefect. He was rather quiet tonight.
Yeah, he was hovering over us.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming, gang. That was fun. We didn't accomplish a goddamn thing.
Which is what we set out to do, so we have accomplished.
That was kind of the plan, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, job well done, or not done. Well done, not well done. We lost GT. We lost a bunch, man.
Uh-huh.
That's a good sign. That's always a good sign.
I think so. Everyone starts petering out.
It's a lot of petering tonight.
Yeah, a lot of petering going on.
A lot of petering. Oh, yeah. Canadian.
Water.
Thank you, Hope. Thank you, Apple Cheeks. Thank you, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Tried true and hung in there till the bitter end of this torturous podcast disguised as fake radio. If you tell some of you do a podcast, they always go, what's it about? And I go, about 90 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know how to answer. Yeah. That's why I said the Grenache page, I start writing Possum Hour music above it. At least I have an idea. Hey, you know, this is it.
Bosun Canadian.
Water.
Once again, thanks everybody for coming.
Yes.
Drive safely. And be kind to your elders, especially like me. Nice to me. Need a break, man. I'm going through this stressful thing for some reason, man. I'm taking Kratom, and, you know.
That's it, man.
Crazy.
It happens.
I got props, man. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energy. Now you can see how this gets annoying after like the third or fourth time.
Okay, that's for the show. Okay.
Every time they go into the casino, this song is playing, and the can-can girls are you know, doing their thing.
I always thought it was a soap opera type show.
It's a comedy western.
Yeah.
You have to say comedy.
They didn't market it well, I guess. For me, it was.
I think it had a bad time slot. A nice bunch of folks. The Possum Hour over here.
Oh, yeah.
The possums, they're the good ones.
Yes. 11 years.
I know. We got to quit doing this, man. I'm such a habitual person, you know? What do I do? I don't, you know. I'd be sitting here on a Monday night with nothing to do. Instead of having some fun. Right?
Exactly. Tough to give it up.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure there's people that look down their nose and go, well, you're not making any money on it. You're not monetized, so you're idiots. And they'd be right.
And they would be right.
But I don't care.
Enjoy it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Fun. Something fun, man. Do this for a little bit. I don't know, you know, pandemic saved the show. I, honest to God, I was planning on pulling the string.
Yeah.
I had it all planned. And then the pandemic hit,
indeed.
And I'm like, fuck, if I give up possum, I'll have nothing to do.
You need a possum, man.
Oh, man, it came in handy.
It came in handy when I was taking care of my mother and my aunt.
Yeah, yeah. Escape.
I could have went insane during those years.
Escape to the possum hour. All right, man. Well, I reckon we'll be here Friday.
All right, sounds good.
Saturday gig. That's the one that was stressing me out last Friday with the emails. We'll make it through. We'll make it through. There's plenty of freedom left. All right, man. Thanks. Good job.
Fun time.
Keep it up.
Fun time.
Salute.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.